okay with Hamaji.
Oh, I know. They're okay with their category.
As dominant.
Yep.
You're seeing that play out in Texas, right?
Yeah, it's a whole movie watching. And even the things that are becoming trend or culture wise. So I think about I was in the was a part of not having smoking indoors. I was like on all of those coalitions and all of that kind of stuff when they put the dates in the gas stations and going to do sting operations.
No, that's a poorhouse.
We don't
have
access to anything
here in Champaign County.
I appreciate it.
And so, yes.
That was the only one my daughter's supposed to get on. And being on two planes for
maybe I'm supposed to pass that around to get signed up. Was it saying you want us to sign those?
Yeah, it's just the one, but I don't know if we want to do it now or
movement of cigar lights. And so
maybe I should just pass it around.
Yeah.
Or
then I can just show you.
Not smoking
inside.
There you go.
I like that idea.
But a cigar lounge is acceptable.
I know. It's just even worse.
One single pack of around with it.
Maybe. Yes, I can get.
Get one. But... Okay. Are you ready for today?
I don't know.
Well, I think it'll be. Could we be really well organized? It should be a great discussion. I mean, I've never seen
good morning.
I didn't get mine until.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I read online. It just
didn't arrive. If I curl it, then I usually only have to do it once.
Separating out.
If I straighten it, because I sleep with it in a ponytail, I always have to like, fix it. So it's more time consuming to curl, but in the long run, it's easier because then I'm like, whatever, I don't care. I'll just brush it.
Did your packet arrive? I sent them out this morning. She didn't get it, and she didn't get it. And you get it tomorrow, no doubt.
Next.
Give us.
Totally.
100%. This is not a good time.
Money's tight, and generally haven't forgotten all the information. Really haven't opened contracts really.
I got an
existing agency in depth and explored how they're doing.
Because like it was sent to the whole
very restrictive, and they said they would make it less restrictive criterion for participants.
I hope they don't have their budgets.
But I think they do so. If they're smart enough.
Yes.
And persistent.
Yeah. If they're persistent enough and if they make smart progress.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hello.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, she felt to be in social.
You ride my bike because it was too wet.
Yeah. I have no question about the death study program.
You know, would have had a rooster tail.
A lot of the disabilities.
Yes. How are you?
Oh, I was going to ride my bike. I said, do I need to do this for that?
Then I went to ride my bike here today because
sitting
otherwise I'm sitting all day.
Sharma,
I just assumed you didn't.
When did you get it?
Yay, we got two packets.
Wait, you got it last Tuesday? I got it yesterday. Oh my gosh.
Dr. Sharma, you're at
committed to that.
Thank you. I just took what Susan said.
Listen to the tape again.
By the time I got it,
right.
Hi Susan. By the time I got it, I mean it was easy.
I got here first. Right.
Because I don't get my mail until after 5 seconds.
So our time together was.
Didn't get yours.
Oh, well, yes.
That's good.
Yeah. That's what
I came in yesterday.
I was like, why have I been doing these charts? Thank you.
And that was time well spent anyway.
Yeah,
I often get my mail sign last, really late. It doesn't get delivered until 8 next week before I know what my section is. And I know I'm several things that I'll mail, and then they'll be up front. And, you know, I get the report from USPS about what to expect. Never quote.
No, you
have
to.
Well, it's just a matter of trying to figure out what to do. You know, and because it was a holiday weekend, I didn't get it on Saturday.
Yeah.
Until Tuesday.
But it was nice to see you.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
more than I never
traveled.
That doesn't actually and I did confirm that. The one that I was wrong about is not equal to
yeah.
Okay, I'll ignore that. And Kim is.
Yeah.
Set myself, and I know it's a couple of minutes behind. he's got a clock set to Greenwich Mean Time.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
Do they still use Greenwich Mean Time? I'm assuming.
Oh,
we call it GMT now. Meantime. Remember Greenwich Mean
Time?
Yes, I do.
Do
you know where Greenwich is?
Yeah.
It's in England and spelled Greenwich.
Yeah.
And they call it Greenwich.
They pronounce things however they want.
Yeah,
so they do.
Yes, they do sometimes. Diane got the press conference. You did too. Press conference size.
The tall. Sorry.
Oh.
I just grabbed the ones on the top, the middle shelf, and then I came out. And I was like,
when you tell me.
Recording.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Developmental Disabilities Board meeting. Today is Wednesday, May 27, and we have a packed agenda today. We're going to do a lot of voting today and some discussion. So let's get started. Can we have roll call, please?
Kim Fisher.
Here.
Susan Fowler.
Here.
Diane Gordon.
Here.
Neil Sharma.
Here.
Ann Robin.
Here. The next item is approval of the agenda, and I do have one change in the agenda. Do we get a motion to approve and then we discuss it? Yeah, motion to approve, please.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, discussion.
Yeah, discussion. Due to the fact that we have to vote on all of the allocations for the next fiscal year, we have decided, by we, I mean Lynn and I, with consultation of other people, have decided to postpone the 3-year report of the evaluation capacity until the June meeting. So we can really give it our full attention in June, because I think it's not a matter of time, it's a matter of our attention. Our attention is really going to be on the programs and the allocation of funds today. That's the way I feel about it. And so we will give the evaluation capacity program our full attention in the June meeting. Information is in this packet, and I don't know if you need to send it out again, or we yes. have it in this packet. So that is, we will remove item 12C from the agenda.
Do you need a motion? Are you making a motion?
I'm making a motion to do that.
Second.
Okay, all in favor of the revised agenda?
Aye.
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 Boy, this thing is turning itself off if I don't talk immediately. The next item is citizen input, public participation. Do we have any today? And the next item is chairperson's comments. I've already made a couple of comments a little bit out of line. This is a very important meeting. We appreciate everyone's being here. We appreciate everyone's input, and we specifically appreciate the work that was done leading up to this meeting to make this meeting productive. And I think that's all the comments I have right now. Lynn?
Well, yesterday and on the way in today and in conversation with Kim Bowdry, I was trying to think of really cool things to say at the top of this meeting. And, you know, I'm going to have to talk during the meeting anyway, so I think I'll just wait. This is a special meeting, and I know it took a lot to get here, and it's a lot of it is hard work and how we manage conflict and criticism, like uncomfortable things to do. So it sometimes kind of covers over the fact that, like, it is really great that you have all this money to spend on services to keep people in the community. And that was really the best thing that I came up with, and everything else can just wait till later. Okay.
Okay, the next item is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting. Can I have a motion?
I move to approve.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion about the minutes? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the next item is the vendor invoice list, pages 9 and 10. Can I have a motion to approve, please?
Yeah, motion to approve.
Second.
Is there any discussion about the vendor invoice list?
I just want to say how easy it is to read. I really appreciate the changes over time.
I second that. Okay, I think this one we can just do.
I'm sorry, I heard Dr. Sharma made the motion, and I missed Kim for sure. Seconded the motion, thank you.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, we have staff reports. Thank you to staff for your reports and thank you for your service. And now we're into item 12. We're getting into the meat of the meeting right now. There is additional agency information, just for information, from the Best Buddies and from DSC, pages 23 to 29. Hopefully people had a chance to look at that before the meeting. And now we're going to go directly into item B, which is program year 2027 funding, starting on page 31. And I have little pink tabs for everything. So hopefully, oh, one of the tabs came out. All right. Starting on page 31 is the information, but starting on page 34 is the first allocation. And on page 35 is the first suggested motion. I did complain a little bit to Kim that this new supposedly compliant whatever is not user-friendly to me. So I had to go and circle things and put little stickies on things so that I knew where all of the motions were. But if you look in the middle of page 35, there's a suggested motion. And I will model doing this for you, and then somebody else can do the next one. I move to approve partial CCDDB funding of $425,042 for the CCRPC Community Services Decision Support PCP, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCDDB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, now discussion.
I think this is such an important program for ensuring that no one falls through the cracks who is eligible for PUNS funding, given the wait list for PUNS, and they have just so clearly addressed that, as well as ensuring that the individuals waiting for PUNS have a chance to develop a profile of what they're interested in, that it lays the groundwork then for moving to independent service coordination and into agency support. And I noted that it was a little bit below the requested funding, but that seemed to relate to the opportunity to have additional funds to meet specific needs. And I think that if we have to have some reductions, that is the area in which it makes the greatest sense. And given that we're dealing with requests that exceed the available budget, I'm comfortable with that reduction. I also, in speaking to Lynn, found out that they don't always spend up to the limit in that area. So, you know, why set it up so that they have to send money back? And given the exigency of not enough funds, I thought that was an appropriate place to reduce funding.
Okay, Susan, thank you for those comments. I did not specifically have the people that were responsible for each thing make the motion, but certainly the people that spent the most time looking at the programs should feel free to make comments at any time. It's always difficult to have to give less than the requested amount. And some difficult decisions were made this year. We don't have as much projected money to disperse as we have programs asking for money, so we had to make some very difficult decisions about where to cut to provide what we hope will be the best support for ongoing programs and support services. This is actually the amount that they got last year. So there's no change. And most programs asked for an increase because of increase of cost, which is very understandable. But In a couple of cases, we have not given that increase. We've given them or suggested to do exactly what we did last year and hope that that will be sufficient. So that's sort of the background there. Any other comments on this one? Okay, I think we have to do a roll call vote on each of these because this is spending the taxpayers' money.
Susan Fowler?
Aye.
Dan Gordon?
Aye.
Neil Sharma?
Aye.
Kim Fisher?
Yes.
Ann Robin?
Yes. The motion passes. Okay, who wants to read the next one, which is the top of page 36?
And it's community choices.
Motion to approve partial. Okay, better?
Yes.
Okay. Motion to approve partial CCDDB funding of $500,000 for DSC service coordination, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCDDB executive director and board officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
Dr. Sharma said second.
Okay, discussion about this one.
I think, again, the modification and the amount makes perfect sense. It's not a significant modification, and it still allows for, wait a second, I'm sorry, I'm looking. I'm looking again at the CCRPC. The DSC service coordination is $538,500. And we're recommending 500. The reduction is not significant. It allows the agency still to do and meet the primary mission of the application. And it's in line with the fact we have less money than before. So I'm in favor.
Yeah, this again is giving them the same amount that they got in the last fiscal year and not giving them the increase. And the thinking was that it hopefully will be sufficient, although we know it hurts. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Diane Gordon?
Yes.
Neil Sharma?
Yes.
Kim Fisher?
Yes.
Susan Fowler?
Yes.
Yes.
Ann Robin?
Yes. The motion passes. All right, we're ready for the next one.
Motion to approve CCDDB funding of $246,000 for community choices, inclusive community support, subject to the caveats presented in the memorandum. But to keep reading. And to authorize the CCDDB executive director and board officer to execute the agreement.
Thank you for reading the whole thing.
I second.
Discussion. I just want to note that this is the amount that was requested, which was a small increase. Yes, Susan.
I note that it's helpful to look at page 46, which has the amount requested and the amount funded as an overview, too, as we go through it. It's page 46.
Yes, thank you, Susan, for directing our attention to page 46, because it's a sort of a way of looking at the whole picture. And thank you to the staff for putting that together. That was a little bit of work to do. And I didn't put a pink sticky on that. Are we ready for roll call?
Neil Sharma?
Yes.
Kim Fisher?
Yes.
Susan Fowler?
Yes.
Diane Gordon?
Yes.
Ann Robin?
Yes. The motion passes. All right, we're ready for the next one. top of page 37.
I'll go. Okay, move to approve the CCDDB funding of $646,000 for DSC Community Living, subject to the caveat as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCDDB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
The two reviewers.
Discussion.
Madam Chair, who are you giving that second to? Is it Dr. Fowler or Dr. Fisher?
I'm going to give it to Dr. Fowler because I'm looking right at her.
All right.
Sorry, Kim.
Don't worry.
Discussion on this one.
I would like to just make a note that I'm still so impressed that this proposal includes what many agencies are not able to do, but that's emergency and crisis responses after hours and weekends, which, believe it or not, is often when crises do occur. And I love the outcomes that they have in this proposal. So there's much to say in favor of it, but those were two things I really wanted to highlight.
Thank you for that. Any further discussion on this one? Okay, let's do roll call.
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Ann Robin.
Yes. The motion passes. And the next one is in the middle of page 37.
This is Kim. I'll do the motion. Motion to approve CCDDB funding of $261,000 for Community Choices, Inc. Transportation support, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCDDB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
Discussion. Susan.
Sorry, I keep intruding, but this is such an innovative service. I am so pleased. I've heard so many good things from the consumers. I can't say enough. And I hope that it encourages MTD to do more.
Amen to that. Yeah, we had a study session where we had individuals here talking about what they needed, and the number one thing over and over and over was transportation. And what was that, 3 years ago that we had that? Something like that. Yeah. So this is just an incredible service and a model for around the nation. And yes, MTD should definitely, hopefully, pick up some of the slack. They have improved. They have improved. Okay, any further discussion of this program? Okay, let's do roll call.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Ann Robin.
Yes. The motion passes. All right, let's see. The next one is on the top of page 38.
Isn't it 37, clinical services?
Did I miss something?
Yeah, you skipped one.
The motion is at the...
Oh, sorry.
But you're right.
The motion is on the top of page 38.
Correct.
The background is on page 37.
Apologies for the formatting, and I learned
okay.
I learned some things yesterday. I have some ideas, thanks to you, about next year.
Well, this satisfies the criteria for accessibility, except not for
me.
It's worse for me, but I can handle it. With circling and with using little pink stickies, I can handle it. Okay, the motion is on the top of page 38.
Motion to approve the CCDDB funding of $264,700 for DSC clinical services, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCDDB executive director and board officer to execute the agreement.
Second. Second.
Discussion. We had discussion about this last month, and are we ready for roll call?
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Ann Robin.
Yes. The motion passes. And the next one is below on page 38. Individual and family support for DSC.
I'll do the motion. Motion to approve partial CDDB funding of $320,000 for DSC individual and family support, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCDB executive director and the board officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
Go ahead. Diane.
Discussion. Diane, did you have something?
Well, I was just going to note that this one is a little bit less than, and I assume it's the same amount that they had gotten the year before.
This is the same as last year's, and this was the, you know, chop a little here, chop a little there, that had to occur so that we would have somewhat of a balanced budget and not promise people the moon when we couldn't deliver the moon. So that's where that one is. Any further discussion? Okay, let's do roll call.
Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Ann Robin.
Yes. The motion passes. Okay. The next one is in the middle of page 39 and is a little bit complicated. So if someone wants to read it as written, we'll get it in the record and then we can have a little more discussion.
I'll read it. Motion is to approve CCDDB funding of, to approve CCDB funding of, I'm on the wrong page again.
Thank you.
Of up to $45,000. $972 for persons assuming control of their environment, PACE, consumer control and personal support, subject to the caveats as presented in the memorandum, and to authorize the CCDB executive director and board officer to execute the agreement. The contract maximum will be reduced if audit issues are not resolved before July 1, with adjustment based on a later start date, which will follow resolution.
Thank you, Susan. You did a great job of reading that. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. I think we need a little bit of discussion about this. We discussed this a lot last month, but a little bit. Lynn, do you want to bring us up to date on what's going on?
I will. This is, before you commit to another year of funding, we want to make sure that things are copacetic. Is that okay to say? I don't use that word ever, so I'm sorry if that's offensive. Anyway, and this is why we staff have so much stress about when the audits come in, because we begin reviewing applications and prior year performance around early February, sometimes a little bit before that. And so the audits are all due at the end of December of the year before. So it's just like little nice window where we have time to read and ask questions and learn about agency operations. And so those on-time audits are incredibly educational, often like really, you know, pointing to strengths of an organization or things that we need to address. Like a small organization often has a risk associated with not enough people overseeing financial transactions, and therefore their board needs to be involved. PACE is a sort of small organization, and then to make things more complicated for them, they have lots of other funding from different funders with different requirements and different like programs that are sort of like a very broad array of programming. But a lot of their funding comes from the state, which is a very, that at times that's a risk indicator. Like if most of your money is from the state and the state decides not to pay, then you're really on the edge. So we have seen some challenges in the PACE audit before. So I didn't want to say, we know it's going to be fine. So when we put this memo together, we kind of have to stop where we are. Things have happened since putting this memo together, which are on May 6th, Chris Wilson, is that right? Chris Wilson, having reviewed the audit carefully, and our CPA consultant also had reviewed the audit carefully and sent us a list of things he considered as red flags, which were the same as the things Chris found, sent an email to the agency just identifying the issues and what we would want to know more about. So the agency director has, since I wrote this, replied, I think May 18th. 24th, so this was finished before the 24th, with answers to all of the questions, and now we have just, there are like a few more things to tie out, but they're not, so Chris sent a follow-up email on how to tie out those last few things. They're not few, it's like in major categories, like this will help us completely resolve it. So we are well on the way towards resolving this. I expect it will actually be done before July 1st, but because we didn't have anything back when I wrote this memo, I thought we should proceed with caution. PACE is a vulnerable organization because of its funding array, so we certainly don't want to harm them by saying don't fund, and this is a very unique program for y'all. But I thought we should be very careful how we go forward. So, is that enough?
Lynn, that was very helpful for me. And we've discussed this before, but that discussion was helpful for me again. So, thank you. Thank you for that. And it's good to hear that things are moving forward. It's terrible that we have to require, especially a small organization that's strapped, to jump through all these hoops and, you know, cross all the T's and dot all the I's, but our fiduciary responsibility for the taxpayer money requires that we do that. My understanding of the way this is written is that if we vote to approve this, the money is approved and you can go ahead with the negotiation. It's just contingent on getting these questions answered. And if they're not answered before July 1, then there'll have to be an adjustment in the amount. If they're all satisfactorily answered before July 1, then you can proceed. Susan.
I'd just like to comment that this is actually the second year of a two-year contract, I think. Wasn't it a two-year approved funding? Okay, I assumed that they were had been on a two-year. I'm not sure why. A few agencies do. I'll withdraw what I was going to say. Never mind. Thank you, Anne.
All right. The next one is, we have to do a roll call. I'm sorry. We did our discussion. We have to do a roll call. Stephanie, please.
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Diane Gordon?
Yes.
Neil Sharma?
Yes.
Ann Robin?
Yes. The motion passes. All right, now the next one. We had so much discussion on that, I thought we had already voted. The writing starts on page 39, and the motion is on the top of page 40.
I'll read it. Motion to deny CCDDB funding of $100,000 for Best Buddies International, Best Buddies Job.
Second.
Okay, I think this one needs a little discussion. I will start because I had this program to review, and I think Best Buddies sounds like a great organization. It's international. They do a lot of really good work. Their mission statement certainly aligns with everything that we hold true and dear. Very difficult decisions had to be made this year, and one of the decisions that we came to was that we were not going to fund new programs this year, that we were going to continue to support programs. I'm sorry, I'm too close to this, it's making a little noise. Continue to support programs that have a track record with us. This probably would have been a really good addition to the community. And given our shortfall of funding, it was kind of lying there waiting to be just say, okay, instead of partial funding making things bad for a lot of things, we just decided not to fund it. So that was the thinking behind that. Any other comments? Susan.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I guess I would recommend that if Best Buddies wanted to come back next year, that they do more groundwork, more legwork, because it was a new program. We do have two programs that have an established record at helping people with disabilities get prepared for employment and get jobs and maintain jobs. And I think that making more connections with the existing programs so that it's truly an additive program and not a competing program would also be really important. We only have so many dollars, and when we're tight on dollars, it just presents a risk to start with someone that hasn't. And I was pleased with their response, which was multiple pages and acknowledged, you know, shortcomings perhaps at this point in time. On the other hand, I also recognize it's hard to make some of those inroads without funding, but it is what it is. And I don't want Best Buddies to think they should never come back to the table.
Agreed. And thank you to the Best Buddies staff for their really, you know, excellent job in answering questions and making themselves available. We really do appreciate it, and we do appreciate the work that you do. Ready for roll call?
Susan Fowler?
Yes, I approve the motion.
Diane Gordon?
Yes.
Neil Sharma?
Yes.
Kim Fisher?
Yes.
Ann Robin?
Yes. The motion passes as written. Next motion?
I can read it. Motion to approve CCDDB funding of $267,500 for Community Choices, Inc., customized employment, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCDB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Ann Robin.
Yes. The motion passes. And the next motion is at the top of page 41. The information is at the bottom of page 40.
I was a reviewer, so I'll make the motion. Motion is to approve CCDDB funding of $540,200 for DSC community employment, subject to the caveats as presented in the memorandum, and to authorize the CCDDB executive director and board officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
Discussion. Can we have a roll call?
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Ann Robin.
Yes. The motion passes. And the next one is in the middle of page 41 toward the bottom. DSC Community Choices Employment First.
I'll do the motion. Motion to approve CCDDB funding of $106,000 for DSC Community Choices Employment First, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCDDB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
Discussion. Can we have a roll call, please?
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Ann Robin.
Yes. The motion passes. Okay, the next item is Community Choices Self-Determination Support, and the motion is the top of page 42.
Motion to approve CCDDB funding of $239,000 for Community Choices Self-Determination Support, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCDDB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
Discussion. Can we have a roll call?
Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Ann Robin.
Yes.
Yes. The motion passes. All right, we're moving along very well here. The next one is DSC Community First. The motion is the bottom of page 42, extending onto the top of page 43.
I can read it. The motion is to approve CCDDB funding of $1,035,000 for DSC Community First, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCDDB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
Discussion. Can we have a roll call, please?
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Ann Robin.
Yes. The motion passes. The next motion is the middle of page 43, DSC Connections.
I can read it. Motion to approve CCDDB funding of $125,500 for DSC Connections, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCDDB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
Any discussion?
I really like this program. I think that if we were really reduced in funding, it might have to suffer a reduction. I would hate that because we don't have very many opportunities for art, recreation, socialization, hobbies, as this program truly supports. And it's a part of the life of anyone that is so critical to the quality of life. So I'm happy we can continue to support it.
I second those comments. Roll call.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Ann Robin.
Yes. The motion passes. And we have DSC Workforce Development and Retention. The motion is bottom of page 43.
I'll do the motion. Motion to approve CCDDB funding of $287,310 for DSC Workforce Development and Retention, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCDDB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
Discussion. Lynn, did you want to say something? You have a question?
So we have a reference here to two-year contracting. I do not remember if the agency requested a two-year contract for this one. If we were going to, did they not? Or because it's okay to leave it on a one-year, they did. So we did not add any approval like that in this motion. So if it's, so after you get through this one, if you want to do another motion that would approve this amount for a two-year term, is that okay? I'm so sorry, I didn't notice that before.
And you know what? I didn't notice it either. So let's do the motion as it is written and has been seconded. I do have another comment. I think this program came out of COVID and very difficult times, and I think it's a very innovative program, much needed, and once again, it's a model for other programs. Recognizing the direct service professionals and other workers that work directly with individuals is just so important. And education and giving opportunities for advancement, but just recognition, I think, is so important. And so I'm really happy that we can approve this program. Can we have a roll call?
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Kim Fisher?
Yes.
Susan Fowler?
Yes.
Ann Robin?
Yes. Okay, so now we're going to have a motion that actually wasn't printed. Do you want to give us wording, Lynn, or?
You know what? I'm not really sure what to do. I was hoping maybe Kim or Stephanie could jump in and save me.
All right, who's going to save Lynn?
Just to, this is Kim, can I clarify something? So the amount was for this same amount for both years, right? So should we just make a motion to have the same amount for year two? Okay, is that okay if I can? Do you want me to? Okay. I will do my best. Okay, motion to approve CCDDB funding of $287,310 for DSC Workforce Development and Retention Program in year two, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCDDB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just one comment. I don't want us to back away from two-year contracts. When we went into them with the understanding that they would be used for agencies or programs that had proved their viability, and it was a way to reduce the incredible paperwork that an application each year puts not only on the agency but also on staff and board.
Thank you for that comment. I think, you know, in these uncertain economic times, I don't know, there's pluses and minuses for everything, but if a two-year contract for a established program that is well-funded and continuing seems like a good idea, we're in favor of it.
Can I ask a question, clarifying question?
Yeah.
So are we in the next year for fiscal year 28, are we then obliged to, it would be already approved, right? So
we are approving it for the second year at the amount that is requested.
Because like last year we didn't, it was just noted in our amounts, right? I just want to clarify. Okay.
Just noted for our information, but it would be, we wouldn't have to vote on it again. But we do have to vote on it now. So can we have a roll call, please?
Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Ann Robin.
Yes. The motion passes for the second year, which would be fiscal year 2028. All right. The next one is in the middle of page 44. And this one requires maybe just a little bit of explanation from Lynn. Do you want to explain what we're doing here? We're not allocating money specifically, but we're approving the Mental Health Board to allocate money, or how does that work?
You're officially telling the Mental Health Board what you think about these two applications, which each have a DD component. Neither one of these programs is completely pointed to developmental disability because they're working with very young children. So they have been well favored by the Mental Health Board for a few years, but I think the Mental Health Board relies on your expertise. So since it's their DD set-aside funds and you have an intergovernmental agreement, you're kind of telling them what you think of these. They have $964,000, I think, to spend on developmental disability services, and $702,000 of it is obligated through a two-year contract already. So the remainder of that would be split between these two contracts, if you approve. If they approve. But you're telling them what you think.
All right. Can I have someone read the motion, please?
Sure. Motion to advise the Champaign County Mental Health Board to use the IDD set aside funds for the two-year term for Champaign County Head Start Early Childhood MH Services.
Second.
Any further discussion? Can we have a roll call, please?
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Ann Robin.
Yes. The motion passes. And the next one is just below that, and this is a similar motion to advise the Champaign County Mental Health Board. I'll just read it. Motion to advise the Champaign County Mental Health Board to use IDD set-aside funds for a two-year term for CU Early. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
CU Early.
Second.
Any discussion on this one? And this is a two-year recommendation. Roll call, please.
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Ann Robin.
Yes. The motion passes. Take a deep breath. We have two more motions, which are kind of standard administrative but absolutely necessary. We are authorizing, and I'll read it. This is a motion to authorize the executive director to conduct contact negotiations as specified in this memorandum.
Second.
Any further discussion? Do we need a roll call on this one? Let's do it just for, yeah.
Okay. Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Absolutely.
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Ann Robin.
Yes. And the next one is sort of a a sequel to the first one, and that is a motion to authorize the executive director to implement contract maximum reductions as described in this memorandum.
Second.
Any discussion? May we have a roll call, please?
Kim Fisher.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Diane Gordon.
Yes.
Neil Sharma.
Yes.
Ann Robin.
Yes. All right. Everybody gets to take a little break, stand up, take a few deep breaths, wave your arms around a little bit, and then we'll continue with the meeting. So for those of you in the back of the room, Lynn wanted to direct your attention to the cookies that are over by the door. Feel free to help yourselves, either now or on the way out. Okay, I'm going to go back to the agenda now. We are not going to have the evaluation capacity building project update. We thank the project for getting everything together, and we thank them for deferring their update to our June meeting, where we will be able to give you our full undivided attention. Did anybody from the evaluation capacity building update want to say a few words? Anything?
She's online.
She's online. Does she want to say anything?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, well, we can hear you.
Great, fantastic. We just want to appreciate and just say we totally understand about deferring till next month. So we really appreciate your attention next month. And we'll also be showing a micro learning. So our time with you will probably be around 20 minutes or so next month. And we're very excited to just give you an update. And we're also going to be doing a training at the end of June, which the agencies all know about. So hopefully they'll sign up for it and be part of learning about evaluation plans and programming and surveys. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, the next item is under 13, old business. Kim, do you have anything about emerging threats that you want to talk about?
Nothing specific about the emerging threats, but I did want to mention that staff at DSC and Community Choices and I have been recently been in contact to work on the resolution with folks with IDD in the community, kind of working with them to figure out what it is they want to do with that resolution. So we're just in the very early stages, and I just thank the folks and the staff for this partnership.
Lynn?
I've just got an email. I'm going to be on a meeting on June 17th with some U.S. senators about improving long-term care, and I'm going to be there especially to talk about the importance of treating DSPs as a separate category from other direct support providers or, service providers in the long-term care field. They get lumped in because they're not very many in number, but then we lose the reality that, we expect at least 27 different competencies from these workers and pay them like people who have maybe three or four similar expectations. So that's exciting. June 17.
Can I ask a follow-up question? So Lynn, is this part of I think you mentioned the Bureau of Labor Statistics doesn't identify this category of job. Is this related to that?
This is related to that. That's a kind of a long-time advocacy issue for national organizations, including ours, and we're working on reintroducing that resolution to the National Association of Counties and National Association of County Behavioral Health and DD Directors. This is a meeting with senators who have already released a letter about long-term care, just to, you know, kind of support their work and encourage them to think about these fields. To understand the importance of these fields, you do have to tune into some details. So. Thank you for those updates. Do we have input from people with IDD today? We have a hand raised online. A literal hand. Lynn, can you help with that?
She just needs to unmute.
I don't have to do anything. She can.
Jen, you can unmute yourself and talk. That would be awesome.
Okay, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I've been with several organizations, and right now I have received a personal support worker from PACE. It has been excellent. I've gotten 3 personal support workers from, they've helped me pair up with 3 different people right now. So I really am concerned. I hope you would not cut their funding more, but I do have been in the past involved with Community Choices and DSC and Best Buddies, though, too. But Best Buddies is more than just employment. They help with friendship. But so if you would like some more input on where I think the most important, because if you have to cut, I would be happy, because I do agree transportation too is one of the most important from Community Choices, but if there's other programs for them and DSC, I can maybe help you in for PACE and to get them. And so that that's what I have to say. And I have helped gotten a dash pass for the ADA with PACE too. So it's that is what I have to say today.
Jen, we thank you very much for those comments, and that's very, very helpful to hear from a person with lived experience what programs really work for you. So keep it up, and we're always happy to hear from you. Is there anyone else that wants to speak online or elsewhere? Susan, do you have a report on Engage Illinois?
Just briefly, Engage Illinois committees are meeting regularly. The research study that DHS has funded for 2 individuals with disabilities in Chicago who are living independently in the community is underway. The purpose of that study is to identify barriers as well as things that support the use of home-based waivers within a context of community integrated living with part-time support. I think that's really important because the current way in which the funds for home-based waivers are allocated is very restrictive. So I'm pleased that there's an ongoing effort to explore where the barriers are with that funding and how it might be addressed in the future. And then their lobbying work continues, and they've been working with another group that has requested changes in the STILA funding for individuals with multiple or more severe disabilities. So I think it's a good thing that we're engaged, and I'll keep you, pardon the pun, and I'll keep you informed as it proceeds.
Thank you for that update. I was just thinking, you know, it's so frustrating that it takes so long to get these things going. But it does. And so I really appreciate the hard work and stick to it spirit and positivity of the people that are doing this work. Thank you. All right. We have Disability Resource Expo AIR updates.
Sure. I have a brief expo update. You all signed a letter for Allison and Dylan Boot today that will be sent to them for their time spent working with the expo over the years. And I also have their awards, plaques, I don't know what they're called. But we had these done at trophy time, and so I just wanted to show them to you all. And they'll be shipped to Mr. and Mrs. Boot maybe today, hopefully today. So
it's making me cry.
I know.
Kim, those are really beautiful. They did a nice job.
Just for the public record, because everybody knows who the Boots are, but let's say again who they are and why we're recognizing them. Kim, do you want to just say one or two words?
Yeah, sure. Allison and Dylan Boot were longtime advocates in Champaign County, and for the past couple, 5 years maybe, they were co-coordinators for the Disability Resource Expo. In December, they decided that for personal reasons they couldn't continue to be the co-coordinators of the expo. And so at this time, we just want to recognize all the years and work that, or you all want to recognize all the years and work that they put in. I do too, but this was your idea.
Thank you for that. Okay, we've got program year 2026 third quarter reports, which are really excellent and take up a fair amount of the packet. Kim, did you want to say something?
Just briefly, I just was telling him before the meeting, these are so easy to read, and thank you so much for all the work, in particular the digital accessibility work. It makes it accessible not just to us, but to folks in the community who use screen readers or those kinds of things. So thank you.
All right, we're ready for our favorite part of the meeting, the successes and other agency information. Who wants to go first? I think Paula raised her hand first. Paula?
Sad since did moth and the katsumo did the in for at base and they all showed up so we good.
I think I got most of that, Paula. Thank you.
You want me to repeat?
Yeah, would you repeat for the record so we can Paula, thank you very much.
That's what we were waiting for, to see if somebody wanted. Paula said that we had three successful matches at, in the program this month. We had a consumer hold their interview with PSWs at our office. And what was the last part? And they all showed up. That was it.
they all showed up,
and it went really well. Yes.
Well, that's a major success, right there.
There was a gem in there. Yeah.
That's the nitty gritty. It's where the rubber meets the road. All right. Thank you. Kim, did you have something?
Paula, I just had a follow-up question. So with the interviews, do you all help folks like with developing interview questions and then do the interview? Like, or is that self-guided?
They want to do that. Pays that we get. Sit in and hot ones fail just to be of a support to and have ask some questions but not much.
Just if they needed ideas for questions. Okay. Thanks, Paul.
Did you get all the? I heard some of your question too. That maybe I don't know if you heard all of it, but you were talking about some like prepping and stuff. For sometimes it depends on the person, but that's something we're certainly happy to help people do. And I know in this particular one. We have discussed with that person kind of some of the ideas of what to ask ahead of time. And then, like Paula said, Paula sat in on the interview, too, as a support and was able to ask just a couple questions, not too many.
I did not want to do much.
Didn't want to overstep or anything.
But
or too much. And you were there to support her. Do you want to? You're gonna keep going. Do you want to come?
I've got. But Eric, you said that with the advisories you have, you did that once to do interview questions. What to ask in those interviews? That was helpful when you hosted that on. In a previous meeting, a meet and greet, and has worked with people to do that. That's what I thought. And
true, thank you.
That's where I think they were very helpful in making sure for. So it, but just doing it too with to making sure, and then you remember that for when you were about ready to ask somebody for when they came in there for a job interview, that you remember what to write down. And but I saw and they were helpful and helping copying stuff too. It's like even. They were so helpful. That's what I this is a hint for PSC. This is what I would expect of a self-direct assistant. Somewhat, but it's just like it seems so helpful. But so. But that's what, even though they don't get, but the personal support, it's been, and when you do the orientations to help train, that's to know what the meet and greet, that it's helpful. I think PACE has done what I would expect an organization that has SDA services.
Jen, you were referencing, that we do quarterly advisories, and you were talking, Jen, about one that we did specifically about developing interview questions for interviewing potential PSWs. So thank you for sharing that. Really appreciate it. I didn't even think to mention that today.
Yes. Jen.
Thank you.
That's really helpful.
Yes, thank you to for that feedback. That is very helpful. Next up, going to be a hard act to follow here.
Oh, as I trip over the chair. I'm Becca with Community Choices. I just had two quick things to share. One is a success in employment that we recently sort of supported an individual with. And this is someone that we've worked with on and off over quite a few years. And one of the big challenges that we have had in working with this individual is that they are very uncomfortable sort of identifying themselves as somebody with a disability. And so just being able to come in and say, like, we're here to support you with this particular area of your life was something that they were a little reticent to accept. And so we kind of, you know, sort of helped from the sidelines in a few instances. And most recently, they had a position, and it was sort of a short-term thing, and it wrapped up. And when they came back to us saying they'd really like to look for another position, they were like, we're willing, like, we'll come in. We'll come to the office. And that has worked out really wonderfully. And they've been able to kind of sit down and sort of talk about what would be successful. And they've even let us come in and do some job coaching, which really has never been on the table before. And they're doing really well. And it's really nice. And it's, I think, just a good reminder about, like, sometimes just, like, sticking with things in, like, small ways is really helpful in the long term. So I felt like that was a very nice success. But I also wanted to share, we've been working with this Canadian research team from Queen's University. They're going to be presenting one of their kind of papers associated with the work with us at the AAID conference up in Chicago in June. They're going to do a poster presentation. So Hannah and I are going to be able to attend that, and I'm really looking forward to kind of seeing it, but much of that sort of, there might be input from some of you in there, but we're very excited about that too.
Thank you.
Good morning, Patty from DSC. I just had two quick things I was going to mention. A few months ago, you had a gentleman come here from the MedLaunch program at the University of Illinois, and we had spent the semester working with them this semester, and they gave us the final product about 2 weeks ago, and what it will do is support people that need G-tube feedings. So it is they made two because one gentleman in one of our group homes needed it, and so there's one for on-site and one for the home, but we'll be able to use it for anybody that uses G-tubes so that it can be a hands-free device, because right now when we're feeding, we were having to hold the bag, and it just was more of a kind of a medical procedure more than, you know, helping, like, it's lunch and we can maybe do some activities or entertain or do some other things. So it just, the hands-free of it has been really cool, and it was a nice semester long. I'm wowed by the students that are involved in that and the things that they've created and done. So hopefully we'll be able to work with them again in the future. We had lots of ideas when they chose that one, so we're hoping to speak to them again in another semester. And then the second one is that last week we hosted a tour for a group of the United Way's Emerging Community Leaders program. And part of that is that they're assigned to an agency or a nonprofit organization, and they learn all they can about it and give a presentation about it. They also tour. We had instantly 4 of the 7 volunteered to help with the marathon, and then this Thursday they are hosting kind of a carnival fun day for one of the day programs. So just that kind of awareness and education, and these are going to be people, young people that are in our community that are kind of learning what's happening in nonprofit world that we all live and breathe. So it was really fun to tour with them last week, and it was really good for me just to be reminded of all the things that we do, you know, and how widespread it is, because I'm not always out and about as much as I'd like to be. But just their eagerness and their passion and their interest was really heartwarming. And we're excited for a fun day, and it looks like the weather's going to cooperate. So thanks a bunch.
Thank you for that. Is there anyone else? Okay, do we have county board input?
Let me unmute just real quick. I don't have any input other than just wanted to say thank you for all the thought that went into the program year 2027 funding decisions. I know that was a lot of hard decisions to make, and I appreciate, again, all the work that went into it.
Thank you for that. Mental Health Board input.
They had a study session last week. Is that true? Oh my gosh, I'm losing time. They had a study session last week to sort of preview the allocation decisions that they will hopefully make tonight. They have a gap of $2 million between what was requested and what they can spend. I think it hurts, especially because there was no garbage. Like, there's nothing that people are proposing to do that wouldn't be great. It's, you know, there's variation in the quality of applications. Some were not complete. Some were not accompanied by an audit. So they have some technical reasons to hold back funding. The only real reason is affordability. And so I think that's hard when you're looking at so many potential new threats and increased demand that is undeniable and kind of multiplying new needs. So it was really tough, and they have sort of hit a consensus. We'll see what happens tonight. I do not think it will be easy for them, even having discussed it last week and, you know, in groups one-on-one and with me since then and before that. I still don't think it's going to be easy. So other news, I don't know. They have to do officer elections tonight too, and so two like really complicated things happening in one night. So I, you know, hopefully the snacks will be enough to get us all through it. Anyway, that's it.
I feel like we got off easy. Yeah. Board announcements. Well, I want to thank everyone for being here. We will have a meeting in June, and the meeting in July, I know it's vacation time, and I don't know who set the annual meeting for July, you know, but
the Illinois General Assembly.
That's the one we have to have that meeting, because that's the only meeting in the year that's mandated by law. Is that right? So those of you who are able to participate, please do. We need a quorum for that meeting. We will have a light agenda, but it's when we elect our officers. In July. Where is the calendar packet?
Well, it's linked to the...
It's a link to the calendar.
It's a link now. But here's the calendar. Ready? June 20th here is the next meeting, so we'll do the year three evaluation. So, it, you know, they'll be pretty joyful. July 22 is the, what? Didn't I say June 24?
You said June 20.
I thought I said June 24, so maybe I said June 20. Some, like I made a secret of the four. I'm not confused in my mind for once. June 24, excuse me, July 22nd is the July meeting, which you're not required to have it on the 22nd. You're just required to have a meeting in July. And this has been difficult before because of vacations, but election, so Dr. Fisher will not be available July 22. So one trick is this room is kind of in demand. So if we need to move it to a different date in July, there are some dates we can't touch it, or we end up in the other room where the audio is horrible. So sorry, I'm sorry, IT, you guys tried.
So a plea to all of you is please look at your calendar and communicate with Lynn ASAP about the July meeting, because we really need to have a quorum for that meeting.
Is there any way to move it to like the 29th? I am on call that week, and so it'll be difficult. Mm. And also, I will be out of the country for the June meeting.
So. Well, we might not have a quorum in June, which might be okay because the majority is going to be the report, so you could watch it or participate virtually. But for July 29, I can find out. Is everybody else available July 29? Okay.
So, I will be in Wisconsin on the 29th of July. If I can do it remotely, I'm in.
If we've got three people in the room, you can sure do it remotely. Okay. I can look into that. I mean, I could email them right now. Oh, yeah, that's right. It depends on the reason, but you can still, like, witness. Okay. Let me see if the room is available real quick. Sometimes we can know this quickly, but thank you for the input. Yeah, we just actually, like, in the past have tried to schedule it before the end of the month, because if you don't have a quorum, you still have to have an election in July somehow. So we might be meeting out in the parking lot on a weird, you know, at a weird hour just to get that done. Anyway, maybe we need to offer revisions to that statute.
Okay. Think about that.
All right. That was board announcements and input. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll see you sometime.
Yeah, I know. It'll be, July.
It's your busy season.
I know. Yeah, it's
a lot.
It's a lot.
Well, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, yeah.
Last meeting and this meeting were the most, the most important. The July meeting is the
logistics.
The legal thing.
Yeah. That was just like a couple years ago, I think.
Yeah, we did it though. I was really scared.